Today's episode is sponsored by ZocDoc and Tinder. Hi, besties. Welcome to or welcome back to Try Not to Care. I first want to say thank you for allowing me to take the week off. I think it was one of those times where everything goes wrong and it forces you to take a break because I wouldn't have. The universe was quite literally like, if you don't chill the fuck out, all hell is going to break loose. And it definitely did. So I took the week off. I feel good. I'm happy to be back. And yeah. Also, thank you so much for the birthday love and the crazy response to the birthday diary video I put on TikTok. I have a diary series I just started on there and you all seem to love it, so thank you. If you follow me on social media or even if you listen to Try Not to Care, you know I love to overshare. I'm not shy from sharing things I'm struggling with, my mental health, my past, my friendships and relationships that didn't work out, literally anything. I'm an open book. But with how open I am, it got me thinking about oversharing in general and how some people are so open while others are so closed off. And it also got me thinking about how oversharing is almost looked at as a weakness and can make you feel like shit. So today I want to talk about oversharing, why we overshare, why we feel bad oversharing. I even want to talk about oversharing on social media since I do it so often. And then just how we could take something like oversharing from a negative thing and turn it into something more positive and empowering. One thing that I think is such bullshit that we all do is judge people so harshly based off our perception of them. We only see people as they present themselves. We don't know them. We don't know their history. A lot of the time when we see people oversharing on the internet or we're having a conversation with them and they're so open with us, it's very easy to make the assumption that they're attention seekers, they're self-absorbed, they only care about themselves, or they're conceited. And that very well may be true, but in my opinion, the people who share the most are the ones who need the most, who are hurting the most, who need someone to listen to them. It's one of those things where it's right in front of our eyes. Of course, people who are struggling can be quiet and more reserved, but you need to think, why is this person sharing such intimate details of their life with me? Why are they allowing me into their life and their space? Them sharing those details with you is basically saying, hi, I'm telling you this because I want you to hear it. I need you to hear it. I also don't think people go into situations prepping themselves to share sacred information with people. I don't think anyone goes into anything thinking, yeah, I'm going to share X, Y, and Z, whether people care or not. I'm going to bother and annoy people by talking so much. Like, no, they're not maliciously trying to make everything about them or steal your spotlight. Again, some people might, but I'm just generalizing here. Especially someone who is really anxious in social situations, oversharing may happen as a way to protect them or make them feel more seen. So I want to talk about why we overshare, because I know for me, I've been in situations where I feel like I can't shut up and I share way too much information with people. It's literally word vomit. And I feel so bad afterwards and I beat myself up and I'm like, why did you do that? Why couldn't you shut up? And through sitting with myself and really reflecting on what it was that I overshared or what made me feel the need to share that information, how did I feel before sharing that information? I've learned that I'm being triggered. Obviously, there are times where I do feel safe to share information willingly with people, and I'm just being open. But a lot of the time when I do overshare unnecessary information, or I feel like I'm talking too much, I'm doing it because of past issues I've had communicating and past issues I've had being heard or understood. Growing up, instead of feeling good for sharing my thoughts and being validated when I spoke, I was taught that I need to fight to be heard. I need to over explain myself to be taken seriously. I need to be dramatic if I want people to pay attention to me. I've noticed that in a lot of social settings, when it's my time to speak, I say a lot, but I speed through it. It feels like I'm talking in 3x speed. And I word vomit literally everything I'm thinking, and I cram it into my quote unquote time slot. Because as a kid, I felt very dismissed whenever I spoke. I was talked over and I was ignored, and it never felt like my turn to speak. So now as an adult, when I am having conversations, it's hard to gauge how much time I have to speak or when it will be my turn to share my thoughts and opinions. So to make sure I'm heard, when I get that time to speak, I overshare every thought I have in the time that I know I have. I'm also someone who talks openly about my past trauma with others. I talk about the shitty things that go on in my life. I share when others mistreat me or do me wrong. And although sharing those things with people doesn't always make me feel good, I still share those details every chance I get. And the reason I do that is because as a child, I was ignored unless something major happened to me. Whether it was at home or around my peers, unless I was struggling or something terrible just happened to me or I had some dramatic drama to share with my friends, what I had to say didn't matter. I was only paid attention to when something traumatic happened to me or I had something shocking or juicy to share. So because of that, I've been conditioned to believe that I will only ever be interesting or paid attention to if what I have to say has shock value. Now, in situations where I feel out of place, I know that if I share information about something crazy in my life or my struggles with mental health or whatever, anything that's not rainbows and butterflies, people will actually listen to me and give me the time of day. Growing up, I was also accused a lot of lying. To be fair, I did go through a shit ton as a kid, maybe more than the average kid. So I see why in some situations people may have thought I was lying, but I was just dismissed a lot and gaslit a lot, to be honest. I was told I was making things up and I'm so dramatic and I'm a liar and I'm a drama queen every time I did open up and share what I was dealing with or going through, which conditioned me into feeling the need to over-explain myself and defend myself when I'm sharing something with others. Now as an adult, I'll be telling a story and I can't help but throw in the smallest, most unnecessary details to validate my story to make sure others believe me. I overshare so people actually believe me and don't discredit me. If you relate to any of what I just shared with you, that is your inner child screaming to you that they do not feel heard and they do not feel understood. That is your inner child that has not been healed. And your inner child is still you. That is the part of you that is almost the groundwork to how you view others and the world, how you interact with others, how you behave. The way you were treated as a child and what you learned from being treated that way plays a huge role, if not the biggest role, in how you live your life now. So if you were taught that you don't get a lot of time to speak, or you only have a voice when something bad happens to you, or that every time you do speak, you need to back up what you're saying with evidence, that is exactly how you're going to carry conversations now. You're going to try to lead conversations in fear that if you don't, you won't have a chance to speak. You're going to share a little too much of yourself in hopes that it makes you seem important or worth paying attention to. You're going to share a little too much to make sure people know you're telling the truth. And that doesn't make you a bad person or annoying or too much. It just makes you someone who's dying to be heard and to be understood. Feeling misunderstood is one of the main driving reasons people overshare. People overshare in hopes that someone will listen and just get it, relate to it, connect with it. I mean, take it from me. That's why I started this podcast. I needed an outlet for people to hear me and actually hear me and understand me. When you feel misunderstood or you feel insecure and out of place, oversharing feels like a safe bet to be accepted and connect with others. I can't tell you the amount of times I felt out of place, like my presence alone wasn't enough. So I've overcompensated by sharing something that definitely did not need to be shared in hopes that it would help me fit in and make me feel more liked and more understood. It's almost a tactic too, to make others feel more comfortable and willing to open up and connect with you. It's just a form of connection. Like I said, part of the reason I started this podcast was to feel understood and connect with others. The reason I and so many others use YouTube and TikTok and podcasts to share our thoughts and share our lives is because we feel misunderstood and dismissed in our everyday life by the people that should be listening to us and there for us, but aren't. I share so much of my life. I overshare so much of my life online because I know that there are people that will relate to me and validate my feelings, unlike the people in my past. And we'll get more into oversharing online, my thoughts about that in a second. But right now, I want to talk about why we feel so shitty and so guilty when we do overshare. Like I was saying before about there being times where I share a little too much or I talk a little too much and I'm like, why did I say that? Why did I do that? I think it's a universal thing that we leave experiences feeling like shit when we put ourselves out there. And that's because we're leaving room for people to judge us. When we open up to people, we're doing it for a reason. Whether that's because you think it's an appropriate time for that certain conversation, or you want to connect with others, you want to fit in with others, whatever it may be, we do it for a reason. But what I've learned is you will only ever feel shitty opening up to people and being vulnerable when you either don't get the response you want or you realize those people weren't deserving of what you shared. I feel regretful opening up to people when it's not authentic. I feel guilty when I only share something in hopes that it'll make me feel less awkward or it'll fill the silence. I feel regretful when I open up hoping that someone will be able to relate to me and connect with me, but they shut me down and do the opposite. I feel regretful opening up just to soothe a part of me that needs to feel more seen in a moment. In the moment, when I am sharing these intimate details about my life or whatever it is that's classified as oversharing, I'm not thinking about the repercussions of doing it. I'm not thinking about who I'm sharing this information with. I'm in the present moment doing it because it either feels right, I feel insecure, I need an outlet, I need to fit in, whatever it is. But because my focus is on that, I overlook who I'm sharing it with, and that's what's harmful. I don't realize what I'm doing until it's too late. And that's why I leave feeling awful. But the thing is, when I leave people who are good for me and are deserving of my conversations, I feel better than when I came. I feel fueled. Those people allow me to share my thoughts and they reciprocate their own. They validate me. They listen to me. They understand me. So it's not that I feel bad sharing my thoughts and opinions with people. My thoughts and opinions aren't bad. Those aren't what is making me feel guilty. It's oversharing with people who aren't deserving of it. And the regret and guilt is coming from me giving too much to people due to my own insecurities. And I don't think that guilt or shame will ever go away, because as much as I say or anyone says that you shouldn't care what people think about you, we still do. Our egos care a fuck ton about what others think. So when we share things about ourselves, we're going to overthink and overanalyze how we come across to others. But I think what's important is being mindful about who we're sharing that with. Because yes, in the moment, sharing these things may feel good and may be helpful for you, but some people just aren't deserving of hearing those things. They aren't deserving of understanding your mind. They aren't deserving of understanding you. With that being said, I want to transition and talk about oversharing online, because it's really easy to say, be mindful about what you share with others, but that's nearly impossible to do online unless you just don't post or you post privately. The idea of sharing online is so interesting to me. Like, I've gone back and forth on what's best, sharing your life online or keeping things private. I've just questioned, like, is privacy key? Especially because we grew up with the idea of be careful about what you post online, your digital footprint is forever. And having a bad digital footprint is game over. Like, say goodbye to any good jobs, good schools, your reputation. If you told me a couple years ago I would be sharing the things that I do online now, I would not believe you because I was so afraid of sharing real parts of me in fear that would ruin my chances at having a successful life. But as more people use the internet and use social media, I feel like sharing your life and oversharing your life has become wildly accepted. It's the new norm. People want to follow creators who overshare and are unhinged and just don't care because that's relatable. People want to see relatable. As someone who posts almost all parts of their life and their mind online, I can say that it's been the best decision I've ever made. Sharing your life and your thoughts is scary because you're allowing people to place judgment on you. But once you realize that others' judgments and their opinions have nothing to do with you, you can just focus on the reason you decided to do what you do. And for me, as I've said a million times, I sound like a broken record, it's to feel heard and to feel connected with others. It's for others to see and hear and relate to. I love that something amazing or something terrible can happen to me, and instead of writing that down in my diary, I can record a video and share it with hundreds of thousands of people and show them, hey, this just happened. You might care, you might not, but here you go. And they can either scroll or judge or connect. And to me, that's worth posting every single time because regardless of how the majority reacts to the post, it has the ability to help someone, whether that's them resonating with the message of it, or it helped normalize something for them, or it even just gave them some type of comfort. Because for me, I went most of my life feeling misunderstood and lost. And if I had someone like me, or someone like Kennedy Urich or Emma Chamberlain, or someone on the internet who just spoke their shit, shared their life, and gave a little too much to people, I wouldn't have felt as alone as I did. People look at oversharing as this big bad thing, that people who overshare too much are too much. They talk too much. They have no filter. They have no social cues. They care too much about themselves. And it's like, no. People who overshare aren't just doing it for themselves. They aren't doing it because they love to hear themselves talk. They aren't doing it because they can't read the room. They're doing it because they know what they have to say should be heard. Not for them, but for others. They're doing it to connect with others, and that will never be a bad thing. Something that I had to learn, and I'm constantly relearning and reminding myself, is you will never be too much. You are not too much. Your feelings are not too much. Your ideas, your thoughts, your dreams, your excitement is not too much. However much of your life you decide to share with others is not too much. You are who you are, and that is never too much. Your ability to open up and share your life and your mind with others unapologetically is such a great thing, regardless of how others interpret it. Others' inability to connect with you or understand you is not your fault and is not your problem. Their inability to get on your level is not your fault and not your problem. You cannot expect others to want to share the same amount of information as you do. You cannot expect others to be as open as you are, just like they can't expect you to be as closed off as they are. Just because you differ from others does not make you or the way you go about things wrong. You should never allow others or how open or closed their mind is defer you from being who you are. Because who you are might be exactly what someone else needs to feel understood. Like I said about how I wish I had someone like the creators we see online today, be that person. Be who you needed when you were younger. If you felt unheard, dismissed, alone, annoying, too much, continue sharing your experiences and your thoughts as often as you can to show people it's okay to do that. And in doing that, also be someone who listens to others and give them the ability to speak to you, since you know how it feels to be silenced or shamed for speaking. I think what I want you to leave this episode with is understanding that your ideas and thoughts and life are worth sharing. You shouldn't feel bad for wanting to share your life with others. You shouldn't feel as if you're talking too much or sharing too much or being too much. I know that's what you've learned because that's how people treated you in the past, but the right people who care about you and want to learn more about you will listen when you speak. The right people who relate to you and want to connect with you will find you and will listen to you, but you need to be willing to keep sharing. If you let a few people make you feel as if your words aren't worth hearing and you stop, they win. And no one gets to hear you. The people who need to hear you won't. So keep oversharing. No matter how annoying you feel, no matter how many people try to interrupt you or dismiss you or tell you to stop, it is your right to share your experiences and your life. So fucking do it. That is where I'm going to end today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, besties. Thank you so much for sticking around even on the weeks that I don't post. I feel like you could tell how badly I needed it. I feel so much more recharged and fueled and just happy to be back. So again, thank you for that. If you want to keep up with me on my socials, those will all be linked in the description as well as the sponsors and the Google form. I love you so much, besties, and I will talk to you next time. Bye, besties.